President Trump's executive orders on restricting immigration include financial penalties against cities that the president and the Department of Homeland Security deem sanctuary cities, cities that take no action to detain or deport individuals not accused of a crime who may have an immigration status that makes them deportable by the federal government. The city of Milwaukee says it is working with federal authorities to enforce federal orders. Philadelphia has put a freeze on enforcing it. California vows to defy the federal government to maintain its sanctuary cities policy, and Seattle will defy it as well. But Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez was one of the first officials to back away from Miami's sanctuary declaration, fearful of losing millions of funds. Miami-Dade County received a sanctuary label in a 2016 Justice Department report. Legal experts insist the mayor was not obligated to do what he did, and the fight will play out today in a county commission hearing. Daniela Levine-Cava, Miami-Dade County Commissioner, shares with us how county and city authorities are at odds and trying to resolve this the very best they can. Daniela, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why do you think the mayor was so concerned about losing federal funding that the decision was made to basically back away from the whole sanctuary idea?
Look, this mayor was in a very difficult situation. He not only was thinking about the federal dollars that we already receive, but he was thinking about some major infrastructure projects long overdue, for example, to build out our transit system. So I know that he was eager to demonstrate that we don't fit under this so-called sanctuary definition. And actually, he'd been working on that prior to even the election. However, we know that there are a lot of questions about this executive order and its legality, and that is being challenged by other jurisdictions, and I think we need to be part of that.
Can the commissioners do something to challenge the mayor?
Well, it's clear that the county commission is responsible for policy, not the mayor. The mayor's action would have to be determined to be temporary, and it will be reviewed by the county commission on February 17th.
Do you think this amounts to extortion?
You know, presidents do have the authority to issue executive orders. I don't know to what extent, ruling by executive order to this extent will be held up by the courts. And we've already seen some of these executive orders unravel in the federal courts. So, we understand the president wants to move quickly on his campaign promises, but it sets a very bad precedent for making decisions in this manner. We do have immigration laws. We do have departments. We do have Congress ready to act. And what is the urgency? What is the necessity to override local autonomy on these issues? We take great pride in Miami-Dade County. We're a so-called home rule charter jurisdiction, and that insulates us from some of the efforts of the state government, for example, to override our local rules. And we don't want to be ruled by the federal government. We want to have jurisdiction of our own law enforcement and corrections, and I see this as excessive. You know, the policy and the executive order actually puts our residents at risk because many of our immigrants are very fearful of the immigration agency for a variety of reasons, and they see this as overreach. They see this as something that will potentially have a dragnet effect. So whether that's true or not, that is the perception, and there is a huge backlash of fear and anger about this executive order and our county capitulating to the president.
Daniela Levine-Cava is a Miami-Dade County Commissioner.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.